About a half a mile from the shore of First Encounter Beach in Eastham, Craig Pusikian is checking on his mollusks. He's an oyster farmer, and his crop are in rows and rows of bags staked in the shallow water. Each bag contains several hundred growing oysters.
Move the slider, take the sand out, dump the bag.
He pours a bag of oysters out onto a tray to sort which ones are big enough to sell and which ones he has to put back in the water.
Save that one, that's good. And that one's legal.
Pusikian is lucky. He's one of 12 aquaculturists who've landed a grant in Eastham. And while it was easy for him to sign up when he started farming oysters 2 years ago, today it's pretty crowded. He points to the other oyster setups around him.
This is Kevin and Allie with the boxes. To the left is Scott. To the left here is Dave and his girlfriend, Jen. Behind that is me.
At 60 cents a pop for a 3-inch oyster, Pusikian says he got into the business after seeing that it could be fairly lucrative. And he's not alone. Eastham is one of the many towns on the Cape that have been experiencing an aquaculture boom. Shellfish warden Nicole Payne of Eastham says the current available portion of beach was dedicated to aquaculture back in 1998. For nearly 20 years, it lay fairly unused. But since 2016...
there was a sudden increase of people wanting to get grants. So originally, it was created, and for the number of years, it was just available when people wanted it.
Now, there's a waiting list for a plot, and most people have been on it for 2 years in Eastham. And other towns across the Cape, like Barnstable and Dennis, are struggling with a similar problem. In Dennis, the aquaculture grant waitlist is 65 people long, and some have been waiting for nearly a decade. The trouble is, land that can be used for aquaculture must first meet a number of requirements. It has to not be productive, which means wild oysters or clams can't already be growing there, and it also has to be unobtrusive for people who use the beach during the summer.
There's a lot of hoops and a lot of applications to go through in order to get an aquaculture grant, and that is because it is, you're essentially taking a piece of public land and giving it to a private business.
That's Melissa Sanderson, a researcher at the Cape Cod Fishermen's Alliance. She leads a group of scientists, fishermen, and environmental advocates who have been working on an initiative to help towns expand the land they have available for aquaculture.
Aquaculture has grown something like 450% in the last decade or so in the state.
She says this is from the increased interest in the animals both as a food and as an easy crop. Todd Niss works with the Steamship Authority and applied for a grant in Dennis back in 2010. I ask him if he remembers he's on the waiting list.
I didn't until you reminded me.
He says he signed up after graduating from the Maritime Academy, and that because he knew some people already in the business, he thought it would be easy for him to get into.
It's one of those things I put my name on because it seemed like people were doing well with it, and I knew it would take a long time. So, you know, I'd rather have a horse in the race, even if he's way behind, than not have one at all.
In 8 years, he's now number 34 on the list. But he says at this point, he's not holding his breath.
Well, you're busy making plans. Life happens. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's sitting around waiting for an oyster grant.
Currently, Eastham is working with the Nature Conservancy to help dedicate more land, and Sanderson with the Fishermen's Alliance hopes new legislation could help other towns find new areas for oyster farms. All that means that maybe Todd Niss will be able to get his oyster grant a little sooner. For WCAI, I am Sarah Tan in Eastham.